The Cache Valley Gardeners Market has always opened on Mother's Day weekend, and Mary Lane, the market manager, says this year will keep up the tradition, though with new precautions due to the coronavirus.
Yeah, there won't be any food sampling. Well, a lot of the fun things that you think you get to do at market won't be there for a while, but at least you'll be able to buy some really great food, I hope. And I think for myself, I would personally rather shop outside than in a store right now.
Though the market typically hosts around 70 vendors a week, there will only be 14 to 18 food and produce vendors for the first few weeks of the season. There won't be any craft booths open, but Lane says vendors may be around to help monitor and enforce social distancing. Some markets in Utah, like the downtown year-round farmers market in Cedar City, have been offering drive-through services, but Lane says the Cache Valley market voted to operate as close to normal as possible. According to Lane, the markets have more importance than their social value, and Reagan Emmons, the Farmers Market Promotion Program Coordinator for Utah State University, agrees.
Farmers markets are a pretty special place where people can come and purchase food that was grown in their region. And in normal circumstances, they can get to know the people and the families that are growing and producing their food. So I think in times like these, it's even more important to, if we can at all possible, support regional economic development. But it is also an important place for commerce to happen around local food.
The Cache Valley Gardeners Market plans to do a test run with vendors the week before its May 9th opening to test some of the other changes, like having one entrance and one exit and placing markers on the ground to keep 6 feet between people for social distancing. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.